With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The number of coronavirus cases in Riverside County stood at 429 today after 58 more cases were reported, but the death toll remains at 13. The majority of the county's 13 COVID-19 deaths have occurred in the Coachella Valley. According to health officials, 40 of the county's 429 patients have recovered from the disease, up from 30 on Tuesday. The number of cases, however, is anticipated to continue rising. The Silicon Valley-based company Cepheid says its technology can return coronavirus test results in under an hour. Last week, it became one of the first rapid tests authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. But there's one problem. Many California labs and hospitals can't get their hands on them. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Rapid coronavirus testing could transform how healthcare professionals mitigate the pandemic. Here's Cepheid's Chief Medical Officer David Persing explaining how the company's technology works in a video released last week.
You take a sample, put it into this new cartridge that we've developed, and about 45 minutes later you'll have the result.
Compare that to the several days it can take to get results back from public health labs, or up to a week from commercial labs. And here's another reason Cepheid's rapid test technology is so promising. It's processed by a machine called the Gene Expert that's already in many hospitals and local labs. But Sarah Boss, Director of Public Health in Madera County, says accessing the cartridges has been anything but rapid.
We had put in our order. We were notified at first that we were going to get a week's cartridges shipped to us, and then we got an email that said they were changing their delivery algorithm and please call us.
She says a company sales representative said the tests wouldn't be available to Madera County until the end of April, at the earliest. Donna Ferguson is the public health director in Monterey County. She says public health labs across California are being told the same thing.
The state laboratory is not receiving any test kits from Cepheid, and the state laboratory is the backup laboratory for the 29 local laboratories. And so Cepheid, they're actually affecting testing throughout the state.
The California Department of Public Health declined an interview request. A spokesperson said the department is working to get rapid tests to labs and hospitals. Dr. Rick Greenwood is an adjunct professor of epidemiology at UCLA. He says rapid testing would be extremely valuable for hospitals and public health labs to help separate patients who test positive.
You can jump on them very quickly so they don't continue to have contacts.
A spokesperson for Cepheid declined an interview request. She said the company has provided test cartridges to hospitals and labs in California, but she did not respond to questions about which ones and how many tests have been delivered. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
When self-employed workers and independent contractors, such as rideshare drivers, lose a job, they don't typically qualify for unemployment insurance. But the federal relief bill, signed in response to the coronavirus outbreak, does include these workers. Aaron Dubay is an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He says once that relief is available, workers in California's gig economy could qualify for roughly $900 per week between state and federal benefits.
This is a really important and good policy that I think the Congress has passed. Now the issue is to make it work and make it work in a way that is relatively fast and can help fill the gaps in those family budgets.
California's Employment Development Department says the agency is waiting for federal instructions for how to make the money available. EDD says they have no estimate for when people can start applying for the money. KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.